Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another exciting chapter of Shoulda Had a D8, where we invite friends, fans, and family to join us as we discuss the prior events on Descent into the Void and The Natural Ones. Joining us today is the entire cast of Descent into the Void. So with us, we have Zeki, who plays Cal.
Hey, it's Zek Tom.
Adam, who plays Duran.
What's up, Internet?
Travis, who plays King.
Hi.
Lewis, who plays Horatio.
Yeti Milk at L's.
Oh, jeez. And Alex, who plays Monaco.
Hi.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So to quickly recap last episode's events, you had bested the water demon before making your way with Coben down to Goldgrass Ranch. There you met with Yannicka, the mayor of the town that was built there around this large ranch, made allies and friends. You were paid a hefty sum for your services as they were going to go out and try to commission someone to do it. So that was the least they could do for you. They gave you free food, stories, and camaraderie, as well as you offered to bolster their defenses with the Heaven's Dew and the crystal that was looking pretty meek. And then so after story time and chatting and accolades, Coben had went off on his own to do some his own private stuff, while the rest of you headed out to watch King, Monaco, and Horatio perform, well, mostly Monaco and King, perform a dance to heighten, using their vagaries, the Heaven's Dew and the crystal that was embedded in a statue of Gaia. Afterwards, the three of them were thrusted into a alternate dimension of space and time where they saw the events of Gaia, the head of the Trias, as well as with another Aegis, Nyx, have a conversation about what they had done was wrong and that one of the two gods, specifically Eros, was searching to open up a door to another dimension different from the Abyss that was even more chaotic, apparently. Knowing that what they were doing was right, Nyx put her hands on Gaia's shoulders and let her know that everything was going to be all right before you all were thrusted back into reality. And after discussing these events, you woke up the next day after a long days of rest and headed back with Coben after receiving much fanfare from the people of the ranch back towards the town. There, Horatio had gotten a message from Judean Sunfell, Archmage of the Corporis Arcana, and afterwards and with Monaco in tow, you discovered that he had found a way, with the helps of wizards and mages and warlocks, to be able to free Monaco of the Burning Hand, but you would have to go into his home territory and receive an artifact in Malbolg, in one of the Nine Hells. So, and in doing so, the pact had to be agreed, and Horatio had to join the Corporis, and so the ceremony ensued, and Horatio had transformed himself after joining the pack into something more powerful, adorning with a whole bunch of tattoos and his hair sticking up with energy. Meanwhile, on the other side, the rest of the liberators, you had been contacted by another undead who was searching for Cal, or the Mortal Key, where you had captured him and pumped him for information, and Cal received a letter with instructions and a direct message from Drusilla herself to meet at the Corporis, to meet at the Bloodline alone. But our first question will go towards Horatio. So, Lewis, as we had got to the close of our session, Horatio went over through a miraculous large transformation to the shock and also seeing other of his mentors within this circle that was taking place of all the elders, maybe. What was going through yours and Horatio mine at this point?
Well, through my mind was just internal screaming. I was just shocked. Through Horatio's, he's just questioning what it means, you know. This is just a brand new thing that just happened out of nowhere, so he wasn't even expecting this at all. So he is most definitely curious. And yeah, Lewis was just it's crazy.
Now you have some extra ink on your arms, and that stretches all out throughout your body, giving you this whole tribal look.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's like a Dularian thing or if it's like a special Horatio because of Gaia thing. Like, I don't know.
And then seeing your two mentors who were looking at you, one with tears, the other one kind of like in shock.
That was cool. Horatio's very happy to see them because, you know, he was one is responsible for teaching him Draconic. The other one taught him Elvish. And, you know, they were two people that he looked up to while he was going to school. So the fact that they were there, although not exactly there, but there. It was cool.
Literally there in spirit.
Yeah, they were there in spirit. Is the COVID-19 setup for?
It was the Katsuki style.
I mean, they all have masks and everything, so they were ready.
Yeah. So Horatio did not know until they took their mask off that they were there.
All right. And so, with you, well, you weren't alone sitting on a couch within the room that was inside the Corporis Registrar's office. You think Monaco was also witnessing this. So this question goes towards Alex. So, and as a bystander watching all this, what was going through Monaco's head?
So she's impressed, obviously. She's like, oh, what the, this is some crazy magic. But she also understood what was going on, like what the words they were speaking, and was kind of just taking notes. If they were speaking primordial the whole time, right?
Yes. So you would have understood their.
Since she's just there, like completely, just like, wow, this is some magic, potent magic stuff, and like, I guess it's like, I don't know, it's good. It's good for him, you know. Like, oh, good for him. He gets to explode with magic.
So there's no like any hidden fears or any kind of. Now seeing Horatio in this new form before this, and then knowing that there was some type of budding relationship, or at least between secrets, the two characters, was there anything for Monaco's that they were like, was she fearful at all of him, or maybe proud of him, or just indifferent?
I mean, fearful of him is kind of a strong way of putting it, but she has, because she's been hurt before by powerful men that she was in love with. So it's like scary when it's like this, when this dude is like a crazy chosen one thing and they have this budding relationship going.
Interesting. So rewinding back, the other half of the Liberators in the form of Duran, Cal, and King ran into a stalker that's probably been stalking you guys for since the day you entered in here, or at least in some fashion. But now, using Cal's senses, you're able to pinpoint this undead menace and ran into what looked to be a vampiric-like being. So this question will go to all three of you, but we'll start off with Cal. So Cal, being followed, what does Zeki? What does Cal feel about that? About those events that had transpired?
I think that Cal doesn't really know how to take that. That's why he's being extra cautious about it and making sure, like, as soon as he gets back into the city, he's like, oh, is someone following me again? You know, like, it was, like, as a player, I was thinking I better just now be checking every single time I walk out of the house or something like that. Because who knows, the Bloodlend could not be happy that I've like been killing a couple of their people, like with the help of my friends. And then I get that note, and I had to make a decision without getting them in trouble, because, you know, if I tell them, then they're never gonna let me go alone. So I need to at least like pretend to deceive them by going with it, getting the invitation, the location, and all that stuff, and of course telling them, because now that I have the information in my own mind, like, even if they do come, I still got what I wanted out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a trap that you guys are walking into?
I would say 1,000%.
What do you mean walking into? You say like as if we're going.
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
I'm still thinking about going.
Kyle is reckless.
Not before the gala, you ain't.
Well, I mean,
you still got a whole day.
I'm supposed to meet before the gala, right?
That's how it came across, yeah. I mean, you still have a day until the gala.
There's all of these. Come before the gala. Don't come before. Come after.
Come after during. The gala. Something's going to happen at the gala. Because right? There's too much stuff surrounding the gala.
Oh my god, I know.
But like, what if this Drusilla invites me to some crazy after party after the gala?
And sucks your soul out because you're the fucking mortal key.
Yeah, because I'm the mortal key. Yeah, of course. But like,
it can't be that simple.
I mean,
do you think that she's really gonna be honorable and like let you meet her and then discuss something and then walk away if you don't come to an agreement?
No. I think that there's a reason why she's doing that and not just sending an army of vampires or whatever in the middle of the night, just whisk him away because she knew where he was. Because it's obviously not just as simple as getting your hands on him. Something else is going on.
Oh, what if you have to actively will to open the door so she
that
has
that kind
to,
of like, thing? Yeah, like she has to win him over side. Or whatever. Like there's something going on here that, and he's got to find out what that is because he's the only one that can do that. And the more I okay, well this is
I think it sucks because got him in a real catch 22 because it's like if he doesn't show up with people, I mean, then they're rogues. I mean, you know what's going to happen. But if he does show up with people, they've got him dead to rights and say, oh, you violated our agreement. You stated that you're your enemy. If you really look into it, it's basically a declaration of war via message. Either way, we're going to end up their enemy, right?
I don't trust him at all, but that's obvious. However,
I just got a great idea. Let's polymorph into small, like, rodents or things and go in his pockets and then, like, pop up and appear when, like, the battle begins and just fuck him up.
This is part of Duran's problem with all this stuff of the Bloodline because he feels like we are severely underestimating them and we're going to get bitten in the butt for it.
Maybe literally.
I personally feel like Alex said, if there wasn't more to it, they would have just kidnapped him. They've been following him around. They're not. They're just trying to keep their eyes on him. They're not trying to force him to do anything he doesn't want.
Yeah, and like the only reason that like I didn't get the memo directly, like without having to like stop them and keep them hostage, I just would have had to have been alone. I just hadn't been alone yet.
Yeah.
You know? So
like, yeah.
Well, except for that time you walked like all alone for like a night.
True. That is true.
And you were like, "Am I being followed?" And they were like, "Yeah, I'm totally being followed." That dude totally had so much opportunity to talk to you then.
That man up in the time.
I mean,
he needed to talk to the Knights of Order first.
Well, that was after
Equipoise. Yeah, sorry.
But like after that, I was walking back alone. But maybe whoever was following me had okay. to report back to Drusilla.
Like, you guys are like literally pointing at the DM's camera. Like you're like, it's his fault. He forgot. Point at him. Laugh at him.
What?
Move on. No, he was alone for a second. And
it could have also been.
I didn't forget anything.
These are details.
Yeah,
these are breadcrumbs leading up to the feast that features. Awaits us in the Bloodland. These are not bugs, these are features.
Guys, just consider this. What if there's more than just the Bloodland and the Knights of Equipoise?
I'm sure there are.
I mean, what do you mean by that?
As in another group that wants the mortal key.
Like the Corporis?
Or like the Unity Knights? The Seekers? Yeah, like...
There's any number of factions that would love to just.
Oh my god.
If Duramo found out, that would be another fucking.
Yeah.
Did Kanaka mention this to a patron yet? I don't remember. Because he would want a mortal key.
Who wouldn't want a mortal key?
So, any person or any faction could have been following him that night.
Exactly. So don't think I forgot. I know all in am all. I knew exactly what was happening.
We have trust in you. We have faith.
The problem is like no one, like if only there was someone on our team that was like Dr. Manhattan power level, we could just disguise them and send them in instead and be like, here's the mortal key. Do you wanna spill the beans or try to jump him?
Spill the beans.
We could send in King in disguise.
That's even worse. He can't send King.
He's like Dr. Manhattan, except Duran dies whenever he casts spells.
Yeah.
That's so I can at least teleport out. I mean, if so they didn't like block me. It's kind of
like a fixed Dr. Manhattan, actually.
Wow. It's more like almost a Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, almost.
Well, you don't know exactly who has been following you or why. Maybe they just wanted to see where you lived.
Yeah, and you went home. It might have been Corporus just like keeping tabs on all of us too, like
or Seeker groupies. Well. You never know. We're pretty popular, the Seekers.
Yeah, but Seekers don't really fuck around out here.
What if the Demon Dancers came down and were searching for you? They got that spies too. Everywhere.
Yeah,
you don't know.
And now we're just walking around like fucking no one's looking for us.
Mm-hmm. You're like, hi.
It's hide because I'm a Corporus.
Hey, they at war up there.
I'm a Corporus now. They're not gonna touch us. We got weight out here now.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a summons for you. You're war criminals. We need you to come up for trial.
Oh my god. For the fucking
what happened in like
we're like on the red carpet about to go to the gala and they come with warrants.
A bunch of Eric Crocker come down from the heavens.
You guys are
war for the liberators. I'm with the Corporus now.
Liber who? No, I'm
affiliated with them.
We are Seekers.
We branded.
So I'm curious to see what choices you make with the information of the bloodline ahead of you. Who knows? Learning what happened with Horatio may or may not change your outcome. Though we have King who's sitting down waiting in the office patiently for him as he got strong-armed by the magistrate there. So my next question goes towards Travis King. So King saw all these events that happened transpired with the bloodline. Quickly flew on over to the Corporus where he was kind of strong-armed to just sit down and wait his turn. Being put in his place, what is going through King's mind at this point, Travis?
I mean, like, he's kind of mad, but he's also like, this is not the place to go supernova. Like, it's like, you know, super important that we get Horatio, but obviously if he's like in the middle of a major ritual with them, like, he really doesn't necessarily need to break that to come help us. Like, Duran and Cal are extremely capable people. So, like, you know, he, King's like, okay, like, as much as I want to, like, be like, this is more important than anything, he's like, no, that might not actually be the case. And fine, I'll just sit here and wait. But I did try to, like, break down the door and go in anyway. So, you know, he still does have a little bit of, I'm the king here, open the door. But, you know, ultimately, like, we'll just, you know, recognize that, you know, sometimes you gotta deal with bureaucracy and wait your turn.
Yeah, I was wondering if altercation, because you started up a mess, and then all the 30 wizards in their turn, it was like, holding out their hands, glowing as they're, like, ready to fire. We're like, we have magic missile, and we won't miss. Literally. Right? you get hit by like 30 times of a 5th level a magic missile.
Jeez.
The Robocopped.
Right, yeah, no. So I was like, now's not really the time to do this. And like, they're not really the enemy. I'm just gonna put this away and just take a seat. And thanks for your time.
King has no idea that Horatio's rejoining the Corporus. Like, the only deal he knows that Horatio was gonna do is the one to turn in his mother.
Yeah, so like, I don't know why they're there, but you were like, we're going to the Corporus, so that's why I was like, he wouldn't do something super major right now. He's probably just going to talk to them about something. So then when they're like, he's in the middle of a ritual, King was like, oh, okay, well, maybe something is going on. You know, I'll wait my turn. And I trust that Duran and, you know, Cal are capable of holding or dealing with the thing for a little bit. And I also relayed that to them. I believe I was like, you know, he's tied up. I'm going to wait for him.
Okay. So moving back, we've been going from back to the beginning. Back to the town of Goldgrass Ranch. This is for anybody, so you can hop in whenever you want. So your thoughts on the people of Goldgrass Ranch and your hospitable homecoming. Well, not homecoming, but welcome.
Oh, Monaco was so sad about that. She was like, these villagers are so nice to us. When I saved my town, they exiled me for being a warlock.
That's unfortunate.
But these guys are like so nice to us, and they just don't have any idea that's why they're being nice.
Yeah, they're quite nice and very hospitable.
Like, I don't know about you guys, but when we got that, what's that, Golden Grass Ranch citizenship? Definitely put that on my character sheet that moment.
I'm definitely gonna
bring that up.
Honorary citizens of Goldgrass Ranch, thank you. That backwater city?
Declared by the mayor.
Horatio actually enjoyed it. It was peaceful.
Because now this place is our home too.
Yeah, like it was just like a quiet little town and everyone kind of knew everyone.
And now everyone knows us.
Yeah, and it was kind of just relaxing.
It was nice to know that we could get away from the busy city and still have some place to call home.
Yeah.
You should have word of recall that place.
It has to be a holy sanctuary of my god. And I would have had to like build the sanctuary and been like, pray to these old gods, and then we'll. I mean, I did do that. Well, so then maybe they'll make a shrine and I can come back and recall it.
Or you could just use Gaia. I mean, Gaia's cool with my looking.
Maybe after that vision, I probably could have.
Oh yeah, probably.
Oh, can you let me retcon that?
Yeah, right.
Fuck.
We're just gonna take a quick trip to Goldgrass.
Man. I mean, like, I can recall into Stello, so it's not terrible, but
yeah.
You could probably also take us to the Great Template Nyx, just by the way.
Implying it's still there.
Oh,
That should burn to the ground.
It's like the Great Temple of Erebus now.
Great Temple of Burning to the fucking
ground. Statue of fucking Doramo there instead.
Oh no. That's not canon, is it?
I mean, you don't know. No one's checked up on him, and been about almost a week and a half.
No, it's been like 2 days.
Well, no, you traveled for 5 days onto the boat, and then you had a couple days travel, and then you've been here for a couple days, few days.
But didn't we check up on them while we were still on the boat?
It was like 3 days.
It's been like 30 minutes.
There was the Northfield, and like at least no, he's right. Yeah, it's been like. It's a week and a half, but they're 10 days.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a 10-day, so it's been
it's
like...
It's a 10-day.
It's been 15 days. So that's long enough for them to construct some statues.
Bad guys are fast. No. They probably had those statues already made when he came in there and just slid them in.
He mind controlled all the stone dancers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you mind control stone dancers, he can get them overnight. Good point.
Yeah.
Do you think Doramo's that vain to have statues?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I don't think he might be. Duran doesn't care. He just wants him dead.
Doramo might not, but Hiei would.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
He's going to construct like a Statue of Liberty size statue of himself. Like a giant one next to the temple, is what I think.
Oof. All right. And then finally, last but not least, going back, big event of the three of you, the three mages of Horatio, King, and Monaco, you will once again, at this point, it must be definitely something linking you with this as, I mean, it could be King, it could be Horatio, most likely, though that is the reason, but you were drifted in your dance off, Monaco this time also there, same pair that was there before when we had our last drift in time, though Monaco broke it at that point. But you all saw the relationship between, and a scene between the two Aegis, Gaia and Nyx, and it definitely seems that prior thoughts to the Aegis doing something bad might be actually fact, as you saw that. So, well, once again, anyone's can take this question. So, thoughts on that scene and what you have learned?
Be praised be the Prolepheci. It's all the Aegis's fault.
Oh my goodness.
It is Gaia, all the Aegis's fault.
Gaia's trying to do right.
She's trying to do right, and she's bae. She's wonderful. She's sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know, she's, you know, the best of the worst new gods.
Yo, Nyx seemed all right.
Nyx was all right.
No, Nyx is a new god.
Nyx is a new god.
Okay, so it's Gaia and Nyx, and then blank, 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 and then all the other new gods.
I know that Gaia and Nyx were like working together with Mylicky.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Which is why I thought, you know, Temple of Nyx, maybe. Because Mylicky is so cool with like all these. You know, Mylicky's tight with these gods. Maybe like.
Yeah, Mylicky's tight with all these gods.
Let's not forget that Nyx is the one that blessed all of y'all with the demon dancing.
Yes. And all the, like, regular tiefling powers.
Yeah.
Vagaries in general, yeah.
You know what? That's actually a really good idea. I probably could just word of recall to another holy sanctuary. Because, I don't know. Is it blasphemous to recall to another holy sanctuary if I follow one god? But they're tight with each other?
You're allowed to follow multiple gods.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
Just spend a sorcery point and bend the rules a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Last time he did that,
fucking went maelstrom.
A maelstrom right. happened.
Right?
Yeah, like, went into a coma, maelstrom happened. You want that him to cool, completely kill Duran?
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be fine now since I have a Stellae.
It's okay, he'll handle it.
My Stellae like will take some of that.
Hey, Duran, you lose like 200 years of your life.
He's got like a gray beard. It looks like Gandalf.
Oh my goodness. Duran should totally grow facial hair like in the right after you cast a spell. Like, oh no, he's maturing.
Oh.
Like one tiny like little pubescent hair because he's barely like he's got like 10 years. Okay. Like it's not like.
He's only so lost far. 10 years. Yeah. He's only lost 10 years.
Only lost but, 10. Only 10.
He's
out
only
of a thousand. It's not that big of a deal.
But take into consideration, he's only been the mark of the Stellae for like 3 days or 2 days. He's already lost 10 years.
Yeah, he's been in trouble.
Like, it's been 3 days.
3 days and 10 years already.
It's a tenth of 1%.
Like, I can just see King, like, prestidigitating some water off himself just to be like, oh, I'm so used to using magic to solve my problems. And Duran's like, oh, I love you. Like, he's just getting older by the fucking second.
I'm willing to do this for you, Sonny.
Marriage is about compromise and sacrifice.
Oh. I thought they said it was only 5th level and above.
Yeah, like, how many days are in a year?
365, bro. Come on now.
Not in this world.
In this world, it's... I do have the number of that, but I don't have it written in front of me, but I believe it's 620-something. Or
something. So, like, 620-something, and how many years are half-elves allowed to live? Like, 125, roughly?
No, 1,000.
No, half-elves.
Oh, half-elves.
Yeah, like 200, but
I thought it was like 200. Yeah,
so like,
but that's counting like, I mean,
that's
365. Like 600 days is it doesn't equate.
And it might
but just saying, like, let's say he does like 10 years of this nonsense, right? And that's you know,
I don't know if the 10 years...
3,650...
I think, like, sort of the tragic thing about this is I don't know if there's, like, 10,000... If there's, like, 10 years left on King in this plane, in this existence.
I mean, like, he's... Yeah, who's to say he'll last long enough to even reach to the point where he can kill Duran?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right?
Wow, that got real dark. I was just like,
no. Okay, I'm gonna just sign off, guys. It's been real.
Let's go back to some good news. So Super Saiyan Horatio.
Yeah, I was like, all right, yeah, so they're going
to, we
like...
didn't even talk about the coolest part that happened at the beginning of the episode, was Monaco manipulating the crystal. Can we talk about that for
That's
a minute?
That's what we were just talking about. This is when you manipulated the crystal and went into a space-time rift where you revealed all the things that happened with Nixon and Gaia. That all happened during that.
Can we talk about how King was like, you should lead this time, and then she leaves him hanging and dances with someone else.
And he's like, what was that all about?
And he like completely notices, because you then go into a whatever the not lead position is called with someone else for a few minutes or a few moments.
Oh, so King felt some type of way.
King totally felt some type of way.
And then he tried to talk to Horatio about it.
And later on, and Horatio had to lie.
And Horatio had to lie.
And then later in the session, Monaco's like, I have to tell him now. And then Horatio tells her, like, it's time.
Yeah, Horatio's like, it's time. They know we can't do this alone. Like, we have to go to we have to go to hell. We cannot do it alone. And I would not trust that it's just you, me, and the Corporis. Hell no.
Oh my god, the Corporis. You trust them?
My question is, how are Duran and King gonna react when they find out? I can't wait to see that.
I try not to think about it too much. I want to make that reaction as organic as possible, but he's not going to be happy.
He wants to explode. He wants to save the energy.
I 100% echo that same exact sentiment, Adam. I want it to feel genuine. I'm not totally thinking about it, but I can guarantee he's not going to be happy.
Yeah, we're going to blow up on that bitch.
Yes!
It's going to be rough. And Horatio's
going to be rough.
Cal will also not be happy with you.
Yeah.
But the good news is, after you find out, you'll be able to use your detect good and evil, and you'll just, you know, you'll just smell an imp sometimes. It'll just be there with the other things, and you can actually detect from dead.
Well, the imp does go into the ethereal realm when it goes invisible and all that stuff, so he can't sense into that, unfortunately.
No.
No, yeah, not into the pockets.
But your evil ass gonna come up on his pings.
Wow.
Wow.
There's a lot of stank behind that.
Wow. Evil ass. She really easily could have just killed King, too.
Yeah, no, she could have. Multiple times. Yeah.
She's conflicted. Wow. She's layered. She's a multi-layer conflicted character.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plus, I would still be able
sweet
to
sweet and tangy.
I was gonna say, like, I think I would still be able to sense Monaco's devilish attraction.
Possibly.
Oh,
you
for
probably
sure.
get something. Definitely, I would definitely.
She
something.
Made that deal. Her soul has been desecrated.
Oof.
Ooh.
That's damn. Just straight fact.
Wow.
Damn.
Straight mental.
Did she make that deal though, or was she forced into it?
I mean, she signed the contract.
It was made. A deal had been made.
Yeah,
deal was made. Well, either way, like, the paperwork has been signed. Even if it was
in the real world, it would be a contract made under duress. It would be not enforceable.
I agree. But
this ain't the real world.
Yeah, but Demon Court is way different. Devil Court. Sorry.
Devil.
You might actually have a little water. You might actually be able to hold court there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so everyone, before we give this to a close, let's go over some final theories. We'll go in order, starting off with Alex. Final future theories on what's going to happen next.
The king is being mind-controlled.
By whom?
By Drusilla. She's a vampire. All they have to do is look someone in the eyes and go...
I think if anybody, it's by the Arcanum.
Yo.
Oh yeah, why? Even King just like mind controlled that dude for like a minute, and he was like, "What do you mean? It's just mind control." And
why are y'all coming for the Arcanum like that? Like, they didn't do nothing to y'all.
Oh yes,
I think that I'm going after the Arcanum because they're after power, and Duramo could easily be promising them a lot of chaotic power that they could harness.
Also. My elves were literally like, don't trust them. They're up to no good. I was told directly.
I think that the Arcanum got lost their way along the way. They were supposed to be all about knowledge.
Come on, Grand Magus.
I agree, and I think you're
going to... Horatio Dullarian Kane.
You're going to have to be like that... that Wild West character who cleans up the town.
Yeah, I'm about to clean house.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Do sort of like Rick and Morty style when he gets the gem in his head and just sort of boof, 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 like take over people and like be like, I know the way.
Yeah. I think that Duran and Cal are going to be upset when they find out that Horatio made the deal to turn in his mother.
Oh, for sure.
Another rift in the Liberators?
They about to be pissed because first it's going to be Monaco. Then it's like, oh yeah, and I got to turn in my mom, by the way. And they're like, what? It's going to be bad. I can't wait to see it.
I don't know. I have less of a foot to stand on because I like went and like kind of half joined like a cult.
Paladin cult. It's an order.
It's an order. Listen to the prejudice.
It can still totally be a cult. It's the cult of Kalemvor. Like, this is not like a well-known or well-practiced religion.
We're all just a bunch of cultists.
Yeah.
Got King's Domain.
Yeah, but now it seems like another cult wants me to come hang out with them. So it's like, I don't know which cult to join.
You're in the Liberators. Factions. They're already a cult.
Right?
We're not a cult. You can leave anytime you want.
But if you leave, we'll kill you.
Because now everyone knows too much. Like, you can't be... You know too much about King. We know too much about me. We just...
You can leave. And we won't kill you, but there are a lot of other people who might. And when it happens, no one will know who did it. I'm just saying.
Exactly. You need criteria to join. Like, are you emotionally scarred by a deity or patron? Come join the Liberators.
Right?
Right? Let's form our own cult.
I mean, I think it just hit me. Like, each one of us is scarred in some way by a deity.
We're like a recovery group.
Do you have a spirit or a god inside of you?
Are you? Can you open doors to
other existences
and to make yourself a god?
Are you a descendant of a god and have to live with the shit that comes with that? Join the Liberators today.
Perhaps made a bad pact.
Or even married one.
You may be due damages and other rewards.
Then you have what it takes to join the Liberators.
Some exclusion may apply.
Side effects may include.
What? Evisceration, decapitation, impalement.
Godhood.
Eternal damnation.
Eternal damnation.
Really sweet light up eyes.
Join now, you'll get your very own vagary.
Oh, results may vary.
Given that you passed the tests,
be one of the first four callers to receive your vagary now.
Sorry.
Certain restrictions may
Okay, I think on that note, we will end tonight's session of Should Have Had a D8. Once again, I want to thank the fantastic cast for joining us today, and I want to thank all the fans who are out there and listen to support us from the first chapter to the last page. We love you, and be kind to one another, and have a great one. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.